Marketing during a recession. Sounds crazy, right? But what if I told you that companies who maintained their marketing during the 1980s recession grew 256% more than those who cut back? That's not just growth, that's domination.
Those numbers are staggering. How did they manage such dramatic results?
Well, it's fascinating, really. When most businesses retreat during tough times, they create this vacuum of visibility. I was just reading about this dental practice in Ohio that completely shut down their marketing in 2008. It took them three years, to recover their patient numbers.
That's like turning off your lighthouse in the middle of a storm, isn't it?
Exactly right. And here's what's really interesting. During economic downturns, people actually do more research before making healthcare decisions. They're reading reviews, comparing providers, looking for value. If you go dark during that time, you're essentially invisible to them.
So what you're saying is that when practices cut marketing, they're actually making themselves harder to find, right? When patients are searching the hardest.
Precisely. And here's another counterintuitive finding. Ad costs typically drop during recessions because there's less competition. I've seen practices get premium ad placements for 30 to 40% less than during boom times.
That's such valuable insight. What about digital presence? I imagine that becomes even more crucial during these periods.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I track several practices through multiple economic cycles, and the ones that maintained strong online presence consistently outperformed those that pulled back. One practice actually increased their patient retention by 23% just by implementing a more robust communication strategy.
Those are impressive results. What specific strategies worked best for them?
Well, they focused on three main areas. First, they doubled down on educational content, webinars about preventive care, videos about treatment options, blogs about cost-saving strategies. Second, they maintained consistent communication through email, text, and social media. And third, this is crucial, they made sure their online listings and website were always up to date.
That makes me think about the hidden costs of pulling back that might not be immediately obvious.
You're onto something there. When practices cut marketing, they don't just lose new patients. They often see a drop in referrals too. One practice I studied lost 40% of their referral business because they stopped their community engagement during a downturn.
That's a steep price to pay for short-term savings.
Right? And here's what's really fascinating. Some practices actually view economic downturns as opportunities. They use these periods to strengthen their brand, improve their services, and connect more deeply with their community. One practice started doing quarterly patient appreciation campaigns during the last recession and saw their referral rate increase by 35%.
That's such a powerful mindset shift. Instead of retreating, they're actually advancing strategically.
Exactly. And the data backs this up consistently. Those McGraw-Hill research findings weren't a fluke. Similar studies across different industries and time periods show the same pattern. The businesses that maintain or increase marketing during downturns consistently outperform those that cut back.
What about the practices that are worried about the cost? How do they justify the investment?
Well, it's about reframing marketing from an expense to an investment in future growth. Look at it this way. If you stop oil changes on your car to save money, you're setting yourself up for engine failure down the road. Marketing works the same way. The practices that understand this are the ones that tend to emerge from downturns stronger than ever.
That's such a clear way to explain it. Any final thoughts on this topic?
Just this. In uncertain times, you have two choices. You can be the lighthouse or the ship that seeks harbor. The practices that choose to be the lighthouse, to stay visible and guide patients through the storm, are the ones that not only survive, but thrive. It's not just about maintaining presence. It's about building trust when it matters most.